Where most of us are looking to wind down our careers, some people want to step into the breach and keep taxing their minds in the toughest job of all, in the dugouts of Premier League clubs, battling for either title success or hoping to avoid the drop. In this podcast, we're going to take a closer look at the oldest managers in the history of the Premier League, a record that is actually going to be continually broken over the next few months thanks to a familiar face returning to the sidelines. At the end of this episode, I'll be back to give you more insight into where you can read and hear more great data-driven storytelling like this. But first, here's the oldest Premier League managers' experience in the dugout, written by Matt Furness. It had looked like Roy Hodgson had ended his 45-year managerial career on May 23rd, 2021. But he will be back in the dugout as Watford manager and will further extend his record as the oldest manager in Premier League history.
There's been no Churchillian speeches and no meetings with big thoughts, if you like, about what's needed, other than the obvious one that, you know, we're in a difficult position. The club needs to get enough points to stay in the league. No one wants to go out of the league. We don't want to as coaches. The owners don't want to, but the players don't want to either. We're in the best league in the world. That's where we want to stay. And we know that the only way to do that is to play well and win matches. So let's get down to work and let's start working on how we're going to play and become a better team.
He will be hoping things go better than they did in his last game in charge as Crystal Palace manager, when a trip to former club Liverpool ended in a 2-0 defeat at Anfield, with Sadio Mane netting a brace. It was the eighth successive Premier League match that Mane had scored against Palace, with seven of those coming during Hodgson's tenure with the Eagles. The former England boss was 73 years and 287 days old on his last Premier League managerial appearance, having already become the oldest boss in Premier League history over 2 years before, in Palace's 4-1 demolition of Leicester City in February 2019. Now a 74-year-old, Hodgson will add to the 364 matches he has managed in the Premier League, and will need to add to the 123 wins he's previously had across spells at Blackburn, Fulham, West Brom, Liverpool and Palace, at a win percentage rate of 33.8%, with his best spell coming at the Baggies, where he averaged 1.34 points per game. In fact, during his time in the Premier League, Hodgson has been remarkably consistent over four decades, recording wins in somewhere between 32 and 36% of games, picking up on average between 1.22 and 1.34 points per game. Okay, this didn't quite work out for him at Liverpool, where expectations were arguably higher than at any other Premier League role he's undertaken, barring perhaps his spell in charge of Blackburn. His point per game average of 1.25 is the lowest of any Reds manager in the Premier League era, and unsurprisingly saw him depart the role after just 20 league games in charge of the club. But for Watford, who have 18 Premier League games remaining this season at the time of recording, if Hodgson is able to throw 1.22 points per game into the mix, then that's an additional 22 points to their haul, which would leave them on 36 at the end of the campaign. Only 9 Premier League clubs this century have gone down with 36 or more points to their name, with none doing so since Newcastle in the 2015-2016 season. It's the gamble that Watford have taken in employing the oldest manager in Premier League history, one that they hope will end with Premier League survival. Second on the list is the much admired Bobby Robson, who was 71 years and 192 days old on his final Premier League game as a manager, Newcastle's goalless draw at Aston Villa on August 28th, 2004. It is a surprisingly early date in the season, and actually just the Magpies' fourth Premier League game of the 2004-2005 campaign. But club chairman Freddie Sheppard decided that it was time for a change, albeit with strange reasoning, after deciding not to extend his contract beyond the end of the season and announcing this news prior to the commencement of the campaign. Anyway, this wasn't Robson's only stint as a top-flight manager in England, but it was his only spell as a Premier League manager. He secured 83 wins and a point-per-game average of 1.60 across his 188 games in the competition. Robson had previously spent over 13 years as a boss of Ipswich Town between 1969 and 1982, winning the FA Cup there in 1981. He also managed in Portugal, Spain, and the Netherlands, winning a major trophy in each country, as well as picking up league titles with Porto and PSV Eindhoven. His job at Newcastle United was his final managerial role in football, with him managing his first game at 66 years and 205 days old. That alone would have put him 11th in this list as it was, and just 11 days shy of the age that Sam Allardyce was when he managed his final game in 2021. Former Barcelona boss Robson might not have won a trophy at the Magpies, but he will forever be remembered as one of the best English club managers of all time, as well as one of the most respected England coaches following the Three Lions 1990 World Cup performance. He would, sadly, pass away in July 2009, aged 76, less than 5 years after his last game as a manager.
I had the extreme good fortune to reach my peak at the same time as Bobby Robson was the England manager. Two World Cup campaigns and a European Championship over a six-year period was easily enough time for me to realise that Bobby was indeed not just a brilliant leader of men who brought the absolute best out of his players, but also, without question, the single most enthusiastic and passionate man I've ever met in football.
I think I speak for almost everyone here in football terms. I hope I do, I'm sure I do. They influenced me. But what made him so special? He would influence people who didn't know him. They admired his courage, his dignity, his enthusiasm. They'll still remember forever his little jig when England scored that goal in Italy. We can still see it, his hands in his pocket and he's jigging about. A fantastic moment for him. And, you know, it's been one of the privileges of my life to have met him and to be enthused by him. And as I said at the beginning, he influenced me then and will always influence me.
There has only been one 5-5 draw in the entire history of the Premier League, but it came in Sir Alex Ferguson's final game as a manager on May 19th, 2013. The Scotsman took charge of Manchester United for the 1,500th and final time at the Hawthorns in this Premier League meeting with West Brom, aged 71 years and 139 days old. Ferguson won 13 top flight English League titles as a manager during his 27 years at Manchester United, more than twice as many as any other manager in the history of the league, and seven more than his closest rivals. One of these 13 arrived in his final season, with United having won the title nearly a month before this meeting with West Brom.
So this is the presentation, and we wonder whether the manager will be involved. And the players want him to raise it, leaving on a high. The curtain comes down, but the trophy goes up, going out in yet another blaze of glory, going out on top as manager of the champions.
In the eight seasons since Ferguson's retirement, the Red Devils haven't won a single Premier League title under David Moyes, Louis van Gaal, Jose Mourinho or Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, and it seems unlikely that Ralf Rangnick will be able to avert that drought this season. Obviously, with Robson and Hodgson never having done so, Fergie is the oldest manager to win a Premier League title. And to put this into perspective, if Pep Guardiola was to break this record, he'd need to be managing in the competition in the 2042-2043 season, whilst Jurgen Klopp would do it in the 2038-2039 campaign. Ferguson has won the most games at 528 and the most points at 1,752 as a Premier League manager, with only Arsenal's Arsene Wenger on 828 having managed more games in the competition than the former Manchester United manager's 810. At the start of the 2021-2022 season, Neil Warnock was the oldest in this podcast to still be managing in professional football, with the now 73-year-old in charge of Middlesbrough. But hopes of adding to his record for the most promotions in English professional football were sidelined with his departure from the Riverside Stadium, leaving him on 8. However, his last game as a top-flight coach came in May 2019, which is still good enough for 4th on this list. And what a day for him, with a shock 2-0 victory over Manchester United at Old Trafford, despite his Cardiff City side having already been relegated to the Championship. The Bluebirds' victory in this match came courtesy of a Mathaniel Mendes-Lang brace and was their first victory over Manchester United since April 3rd, 1954. Or, to put it another way, when Warnock was just 5 years old. And now to the man that Hodgson has replaced at Vicarage Road. Claudio Ranieri became only the 5th man, aged 70 plus, to manage a team in a Premier League game, and he took charge of the Hornets at Everton on October 23rd, 2021, celebrating the occasion with a brilliant 5-2 victory against the Toffees at Goodison Park. However, his spell at Watford didn't last long, 112 days to be exact. Ranieri was sacked for poor performances after just 13 matches and 2 wins. At the time of his sacking, he was the oldest manager in the Premier League at 70, and was also the oldest to manage in Serie A last season at 69 by nearly 6 years. Overall, Ranieri has taken charge of over 850 top-flight games across the Premier League, Liga, Serie A and La Liga, with 227 of those games coming in the Premier League across his career at Chelsea, Fulham, Leicester City and the Hornets, famously winning the Premier League title against all the odds with Leicester in the 2015-2016 season. Ranieri could have moved up to fourth in this ranking and overtaken Warnock in the process had he still been in charge of Watford at the end of March this season. But as we all know, that was very unlikely to happen at the Hornets, where nobody seems safe from the dreaded sack. So having taken a closer, in-depth look at the top five, here's what the rest of the top 10 looks like in a slightly quicker fashion. Gus Hiddink was actually in fifth in this ranking earlier in the 2021-2022 season, but found himself nudged down to sixth thanks to Ranieri. The Dutchman was 69 years and 189 days old when he took charge of Chelsea against Leicester City in May of 2016 at Stamford Bridge, this being his final match in the competition before relinquishing his short-term position as boss of the Blues to Antonio Conte. Arsene Wenger may top the Premier League ranking for games managed at 828, but he is only the seventh oldest to manage a match in the competition. His final game saw him lead his Arsenal side to a 1-0 away win at Huddersfield Town in May of 2018 at the age of 68 years and 203 days old. Famously, Wenger has won the FA Cup more than any other manager, lifting the trophy on seven different occasions, but he couldn't end his managerial reign at the Gunners with an eighth in the 2017-2018 season. The eighth oldest boss in Premier League history is Dick Advocaat, who was 68 years and 6 days old when he took charge of Sunderland against West Ham in October of 2015. He would quit the club just a day after this game, with Sunderland winless in 8 top-flight matches in the 2015-2016 season. Of course, there's room for Harry Redknapp in this podcast. He was 67 years and 335 days old in his final match as a Premier League manager, with his Queen's Park Rangers side losing 3-1 to Stoke City in January 2015. He resigned just days later with the Hoops in the relegation zone, where they eventually finished before dropping to the Championship. Redknapp would take charge of 641 games in the Premier League, with the majority of these coming at West Ham United, where he had 269 games in charge. But his most successful spell came at Tottenham Hotspur, with Spurs averaging 1.74 points per game under him. And finally, rounding off this list as the 10th oldest Premier League manager of all time is Sam Allardyce, although don't bet against him maybe moving up the list in years to come. For now though, his final game in the Premier League came in a 3-1 defeat to Leeds United as West Bromwich Albion manager at the age of 66 years and 216 days old. This brought the curtain down on his first top-flight relegation as a manager, and he's yet to take a job since. So that was the oldest Premier League manager's experience in the dugout, written and researched by Matt Furness, with music from Audio Network. A big thanks to all the places we were able to source archive from, with this podcast presented and produced by me, Greg Bell. This has been a production for The Analyst, the home of data-driven storytelling, which features great in-depth articles and blogs from across the sporting world, as well as specialized data visualization, season-long interactive metrics, as well as some tricky quizzes to show off your sporting knowledge to your friends and family. This is all for you on theanalyst.com right now, and why not head over to our Twitter and Instagram accounts as well? You'll find us, both of them, as at OptoAnalyst. In the meantime, though, you can continue to get lost in the reads from The Analyst by subscribing on your preferred podcast application, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and many others, where we'd also love for you to rate and review the show. Next time, we'll be looking at the oldest players in the history of the Premier League. But in the meantime, you can catch up on plenty of other Premier League reviews, including our most recent episode where we looked at the all-time assist kings in the history of the Premier League. But until next time, thanks for listening, and it's so long from everyone at the Reads from The Analyst.